Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Sail Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, plus FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out as always to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol. We also give a special shout out to our security officers and the U.S. Coast Guard for doing what they're doing, keeping America rolling along. And thank you so very much, you guys and gals out there on the road, you over-the-road truck drivers, as well as the FedEx and UPS and bulk mail haulers out there delivering the mail so people get their checks and whatnot. And, of course, we've got our Amazon workers, our warehouse workers, and our truck drivers that are delivering right now, too, around the countryside. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys, either, bringing our gas and our diesel and our jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, all that being said, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America, the all lowercase Captain's America. Now, you can find us online by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, click on that link, and you'll find it. You'll find it. All right. The Captain's America Third Watch is proud, pleased, and honored to welcome to the program Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
Yep. 70 degrees and her out on the porch. So you get the accolades. There you go.
Hey.
Yep. Hey. Yeah. All right. You ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America. And to the Republic.
To the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty.
With liberty.
And justice.
And justice
for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got Sure Shot Aaron from Colorado on the line. She's ready with her long rifle to take down that balloon that's floating around up there in Montana right now, it looks like. And good morning to you there, Aaron.
Yeah, you know, exactly. I was thinking the same thing. It's just unbelievable. I've been living for over 50 years on this planet, and I've never seen a balloon from China floating over the United States of America. It is just, I mean, it's like being in the Twilight Zone. I mean, someone needs to shoot that balloon down and put it in a box and mail it back to China. Made in China. I don't care, but that is just, it is unbelievable that this is good, this nonsense is going on in this country. And another thing about Omar, you know, in the squatters that are currently in Congress collecting a paycheck for doing nothing but squatting and I mean just 3 morons absolutely doing nothing but being morons. So anyway, but Cap, Denise, goodbye.
All right, thank you very much, Aaron. Yeah, morons being morons, that's a good one.
It really is. The one thing it's missing in all of these news reports is that we're not getting its flight path.
No.
This balloon just kind of didn't appear in the United States.
Nope.
Did it come from the Alaska and go over Canada and into Montana? We need to know that, and we're not being told that. Furthermore, it is... Where is Canada on this, and why didn't they give us any warnings? Now, we can get close enough with our geospatial technology to see that there are Chinese markings on this balloon.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it in the one picture that I have. I don't read Chinese, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been over the United States, according to these military officials, several of them,
mm-hmm.
for several days. Why several days?
Mm-hmm.
When it was over Canada, why didn't Canada shoot it down?
Right. All right, let's pick up another call here real quick before we go to break. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Anthony, how are you?
Touch on the whole over-theatrical image that the AOC maniacal dysfunctional brain socialist has been putting on. The verbiage, just the ear grating vocals of that woman is enough to have you crawl into a cave and lock yourself in. You know, the spew that she gave and all these guys, it's a guise of being concerned for people of color, it's all a guise for anti-Semitic, which I call Judenhass. It's originally Judenhass because it goes back to the time of Adolf Hitler, where it was Jewish hatred. Mm-hmm. They hated Jews, and they hate what this country's foundation stands for and what this country was built on. That's the whole purpose for these women, the squad, to be in those positions mm-hmm. of power. That is dangerous. What happened when we were able to weed out the Nazis that were in this country and the communists in this country? Now we're sort of taking it, the Democrat Party is taking it easy and letting these people float in office.
Okay.
We get serious, man.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Anthony. I appreciate it. Okay, God bless you, too. All right, Denise, you hang on. Folks are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition. Don't go anywhere. Hello, Reno.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Reno, Nevada on our new affiliates AM 1060 and FM 93.7.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. I will do just that. Before I get to talking with Denise, I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by GEICO, GEICO Insurance. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for well over 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. Now, they insure well over 26 million drivers, and that number continues to go up. And, of course, if you want to fly top shelf, the flag officers fly out of the Clearwater Airport over there, and I know that's where some of the generals go out of, not all of them, but some of them. And I'll tell you what, if you haven't been on one of those planes or haven't seen the base, you need to go over there and take a look at the Coast Guard base in St. Pete. But in the meantime, for your insurance needs, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, check them out online. See what they can do for you. You'll save a lot of money if you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Okay, we got all kinds of things going on here. They're all important. Obviously, Omar got booted off the Foreign Affairs Committee yesterday. You would have thought the way that AOC acted and the way that Tlaib acted, that the world had come to an end. But it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, step over this one. It's not important. Just keep going.
Yep. And I think the next thing you're going to hear is going to be probably Tlaib with the comments she made. She's so close all the time with the stuff she says. Now,
they all spoke yesterday.
Yeah, they all did. Now, the president and Kevin McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy, are going to be sitting down again. They both had some pretty good comments in the past couple of days to mention, which is scary that they actually seem to be getting along, at least in the public limelight. But do you think there's any chance that these guys will actually sit down and come up with something?
Well, McCarthy actually has the advantage on all of this.
Yep.
I mean, you've got a president and his son that are under investigation. You've got a border situation that's happening here.
Yep.
So I think he's got a lot in his bag of tricks that he can use on this president and says, you know, we're going to have to, for sure, increase the debt limit. But we have, I think, until May. So in the meantime, there's a lot of other things that can happen. And Biden's going to have to take it seriously. We'll see if he does.
Right. Now, the other thing is, when you talk about a lot of different things happening and all of that, I do know that when it comes time for the discussions that we're going to be having and the military part of it and whatnot, that we have this situation right now going on with DirecTV and Newsmax. And I'm not really sure where that's going to go, but I do know that a lot of the military folks are stepping in now saying, hey, wait a minute, we like watching Newsmax. What's going on here? Can we get it on Dish? Because they don't have all the satellite channels for the military people. If they want it, they got to buy it themselves in some cases.
You know, it'll get settled out on its own. You know, there's people in Congress that are asking some hard questions on why it was canceled and so forth. So
okay.
I wouldn't sweat it.
All right, let's go to the border. God only knows what's going on down there, but is there any positive movement at all along the border?
No.
Wow. When the hell are they going to get serious about that?
They're not.
Okay. And it's a shame. But then again, maybe it's not, because the closer we get to the election, the greater the chances are something might finally get done.
You know, there are some interesting things that can be done. And one can be where the House votes to remove the nonprofit status of these NGOs that the DHS has contracted with. So we can start there. The House can pass a thing that the cartels, pass the legislation that the cartels are, in fact, the terror organization. And they are. You know, so there are several things that can happen here. And let's not forget that articles of impeachment have been filed on Mayorkas.
Yeah,
so,
was that Biggs that did that?
I think so. And so all of those things McCarthy has when he's dealing with Biden on debt. And these aren't idle threats. These are facts. And he, you know, you can say, look, you know, we're in charge here. So these are the things that you have got to do.
Well, I hope they do it. And, yeah, we are in charge, but we'll see if we can make all of that.
We're in charge of the money.
Yes, we are. And unfortunately, I heard the other day that those Border Patrol agents, those 87,000, even though the money has been temporarily tabled, there's a big challenge to bring that back again, and those Border Patrol agents.
We'll see.
I hope they don't. Now, what's going on with the Biden team weaponizing the special counsel to obstruct the classified documents probe?
Well, there's a lot of movement going on here when it comes to the president and his son being under investigation.
Uh-huh.
There's an awful lot of things that are happening here, and let's not forget there are lawyers all over the place. That's really the only discussion that's going on in Washington, D.C. right now is the laptop, and these classified documents. Now they're going to go search former Vice President Pence's house.
Right.
like that's going to matter.
Right.
I don't know if they have plans to do the University of Delaware. We keep hearing some of that chatter, too. But this president's in trouble. And what we have here is legal warfare that's happening with all these lawyers. Hunter Biden came out and admitted that the laptop was his. Well, that's beyond dispute.
Right.
But the lawyer is still throwing sand in those gears, and he's not still willing to admit that the laptop is real. He used the word alleged laptop.
Right.
And now they're going after the data. So the laptop may have been in the possession after it was abandoned, but not the data that's on it. Well, if you abandon the laptop, you abandon the whole thing. So now they're going after Rudy Giuliani and whatnot, but nice try.
Mm-hmm.
They're in trouble.
Now, when we talked about the impeachment of Mayorkas, is that a reality or is that just formality?
It's a gesture. Okay. But it is a gesture.
All right.
You know, that... And the president, he's going to ignore it. He's been told by his advisors just to ignore this whole thing. But the Republicans really need to push this because we have an agency secretary that's not adhering to law, period.
Right.
And, of course, the Democrats keep saying we need more law. No, we don't. Let's start with enforcing the law that... laws that we already have. And the other thing that's pretty interesting is that they have these rules, they have these regulations for what they're doing with these people at the border. Well, rules and regulations are not law.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's all these legal challenges. You've got, 23, 24 states that are suing and,
right.
They're looking for documents and whatnot. So it's chaos. And this entire administration is really chaos. But the other thing is the money. You know, the House did not approve this money that DHS is spending.
Yeah. All right. I will talk to you tonight on the Radio. Have yourself a great day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. You want to get involved? Give us a call, 877-969-8600. I'll be right back with a military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. An arrest warrant is out for a star player on the Bengals. Police say Joe Mixon is wanted for a misdemeanor aggravated menacing charge. Authorities say the complaint was filed in Hamilton County Court in Ohio on Thursday and stems from an accident where Mixon pointed a gun at another person at an intersection on January 21st, one day before the team's divisional round matchup with the Buffalo Bills. The criminal complaint revealed that Mixon said the person should be popped in the face. This isn't the first time the Bengals running back has been saddled with a misdemeanor. He was charged with assault back in 2014 when law enforcement officials say he punched a woman while attending the University of Oklahoma. Police are continuing to investigate. The Tar Heels plan to keep their head coach around for a little longer. Mack Brown agreed to a one-year contract extension that will keep him in Chapel Hill through the 2027 season. The financial terms including a salary of $5 million per season. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Chehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. They all love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician, something that pays a lot of money. If you're interested, listen up. Here they are. They're going to tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the website is NAA.edu. That's the basic website, NAA.edu. Go over there, take a look at it, see the campuses, the one in Clearwater right here in Tampa Bay. I'm on the other side of the bay. They're on the other side of the bay. And also check on the one that's up there, Concord, Massachusetts, which is on the inside part of the outer limits of the city of Boston, but right there on Logan Harbor, so you're right there in that area, too. People like water for some reason. But anyway, NAA.edu is the website. Go over there and then give them a call. Whichever one you want to take the tour of, schedule a tour. 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080 is the phone number to call. And whoever you call is going to take very good care of you and get you set up to come up there and take a tour, whether it's in Boston or whether it's down here in Clearwater, Florida. But in either case, you'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to instructors. You'll be able to talk to the people that handle the money, give the loans out, and you'll be able to find out what it is you need to do, if you need to do anything. If you're coming out of the military, you should have your paperwork all handy and ready to go, and all you got to do is fill it out, and boom, you're in like Flynn. There you go. Very simple. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. And by the way, the jobs pay a lot of money, but then again, they come with a lot of responsibility. Not everybody can do this, but if you're mechanically inclined, have a little leadership skill, I'd strongly suggest that you give it a chance. Now, our Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, has showed up in the Philippines for talks on deploying a larger number of U.S. forces and weapons on more of the Philippine military camps that they have there. And, of course, they are building a brand-new base on the western side of the Philippines. How that's going to work out, don't know, but we've changed some things the way we do it. And, of course, growing pains mean growing pains for everybody, every branch, every service. Now, a Navy helicopter squadron just completed some rare training in Albania, the country of Albania. Navy helicopter Sea Combat Squadron 5, assigned to the aircraft carrier George H.W. Bush, conducted inland training in Albania recently with another military exercise that was going on. And they came out quite well, which is good to hear. Good to hear. Now, the U.S. expected to send their Ukrainian longer-range smart bombs in the next aid package. Those are going to be coming. And they can be delivered either by aircraft or by missile, whichever. So Ukraine will have to upgrade some of their missiles to be able to use these. And they would gladly do that, I'm sure. Because they're just pounding away. They're getting pounded, but they're pounding away, too, back and forth, back and forth. Now, former astronauts, retired airmen, and a Marine earned the Space Medal of Honor. The two former astronauts and military test pilots were awarded the Congressional Space Medal of Honor yesterday during an event at the White House. That was when the truck showed up that's going to be in outer space, so they say. We'll see. And TRICARE is going to pay for more dialysis services following the COVID-linked rise to kidney disease. Again, a lot of damage is being disclosed right now amongst the young men and women below the age of 40. It literally did a number on them and tore them up on the inside and on the outside. Now, hopefully, they'll be able to rectify this and get this taken care of. But in the meantime, sorry to hear about it. And we hope that everybody comes out smelling like a rose. We know they won't, but we hope that you do. Now, the Ukraine plans to spend some $540 million on drones this year. They're going to buy their own drones. Some will come from the U.S. Some may come from England, we're being told. Okay. And they're going to buy these. They're not going to wait to be having given to them. They're going to buy them. So we'll see again how that plays out with all the stuff that we got going on. Now, the Wagner Group has been assigned a significant transnational criminal organization, designated such, by the U.S. government. That's probably the least we can do to a group that is paramilitary. And they do a lot of bad things for Russia around the world. Russia's not afraid to send them just about anything, or anywhere, rather. They are literally ruthless, this bunch. Literally ruthless. Now, let's not forget that on this day, the USS Dorchester went down. It was the second largest loss of life in World War II involving a transport ship. Now, this had been a sea liner. It had been transported, reconditioned, retrofitted to a troop ship. And there were four chaplains that were on board that did their very best to save the lives of as many people as they could get off the boat before they lost their lives themselves. And today is the day that we remember this. And again, it all comes down to knowing what they did, knowing the story of the ship. And they actually, somebody wrote a ballad about this in Nashville, Tennessee. And I have to have their permission to play it. You may hear it before the show's over, but I'm waiting for someone to get back to me and tell me that we have permission to play their music. Because that's what you have to do these days. Now also, when you look to see where troops and ships are positioned, you'll notice, because there is a little map where you can go and you can look and see that, you'll notice that we have a lot of troops that have moved out of parts of Korea. They've moved down towards Australia. We also have troops that have moved out of Europe, some of them. They wound up in the Middle East, or they wound up in the Black Sea area. I think the commands are going to be changing. That's my point. I think you're going to see more military from other parts of the world that haven't been under, say, the Middle East command. I think you're going to see more of that. Okay, Hold the Fort, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We appreciate her earlier in the show. We appreciate the military and veterans news segment. And we appreciate Chris Markowski when we come back. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The Hernando County Fairgrounds at Brooksville this weekend. Shop dozens of vendors of both new and antique firearms. It's by far the best show on Florida's West Coast. Also, my friends from Moss Nissan will have some of their inventory of the great Nissan pickup trucks at the show. Moss Family Automotive, just up the road in Brooksville, brand new showroom, is by far the finest dealership in Hernando County. I'll be at the show Saturday 93, so look me up when you're there. Hernando County Fairgrounds, just a few miles south of Brooksville on US 41.
And by the way, my next guest, Chris Markowski, if he's waiting to get warm, he can come down here for the Two Guys Gun Show in Brooksville and be nice and toasty. We're going to be at the fairgrounds. We're going to be outdoors. And we're going to be there with the big old trucks that they got there, the off-road trucks. They're going to be a lot of fun with that. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Acura. Now, Moss Acura is located in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. They have the You Serve, You Save program. You can take advantage of that, save a bunch of money, because if you are active duty military, or if you are a veteran, or if you're a first responder, either EMS, a firefighter, or police officer, or you're a church pastor, you get a tremendous opportunity to save money for being such. And don't forget, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, which will offer you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So check them out online at mossmausacura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I hope you're going to be able to keep your tootsies warm up there this weekend.
I'm going to try, but it's going to be difficult. It's going to be a cold one.
Yes, it is, and you're welcome to come down here and go to the gun show and take a test drive one of those off-the-road dualies that he's got there, or one of the other ones. But anyway, Joe Biden, once again, has gotten caught in a false claim. He said, and I quote, "We've reduced the national debt so far, $1.7 trillion in 2 years. Really? What's he smoking?"
Yeah, he's just reading. He's just saying what they're telling him to say. There hasn't been any. I mean, he also says sometimes on his stumpy thing, he reduces our national debt by half. I mean, he doesn't understand debt or deficits or anything like that. It's parsing words, and I think everybody gives him a pass because I think that they know that he doesn't know.
Hmm. Well, the fact of the matter is the federal debt increased the 2 years he's been in office from January 20th, 2021 to January 20th, 2023, some $3.7 trillion. Simple, basic math.
Well, I know, but the thing is that you're right. All of this is basic math. But unfortunately, in this country with the media, the lie becomes the truth. People just say things, and in this case, they're just letting them fly on it.
Well, you and I aren't going to let them get away with that because we know better.
Well, there's no doubt about it. We do, and people's paying attention to it. But the idea that the deficit has come down is patently absurd outside of just the things that were set to expire in regards to COVID.
Yeah. Now, what do you say to this comment I'm about to make here? The arrival of soft wage data and stronger than expected productivity data this week has reignited hopes that the U.S. economy could achieve a soft landing in which inflation comes down steadily without a serious slump in the economy.
I do think that we're not going to have it's going to be a massive slump. I mean, things are slowing down. There's no doubt about it. You can take a look at the numbers. It's as plain as day. But the Federal Reserve seems to be confident that it's not going to hit a recession. We did have two quarters of negative economic growth last year. But one of the things that the NBER looks into when it comes to whether or not there's a recession is the jobs numbers. And the jobs numbers are still very, very strong.
Now, the number of workers voluntarily quitting their jobs has been steady for the last 6 months. This is a powerful measure of what's known as worker confidence in the labor market because workers generally only have, when they leave the competency, that they can easily find another job. That doesn't always happen. And even another one they may already had lined up may or may not come through. So the rate of quits for leisure or hospitality is above 5%, while the rate following the pandemic, the pre-pandemic 21st century average, was 3.9%.
People are still leaving. Well, people who leave their jobs, I think a lot of people now, a little bit more than they were before, are being a little bit more careful when they do it. Like I said, the jobs market is still very, very tight. People are able to find jobs. So you're going to continue to see that happen, especially in the technology sector as well. Even with the layoffs in some of the big tech companies, there's still people are still able to find jobs.
Now, I wanted to ask you a question because Mr. Powell had a press conference this week, and perhaps the most overlooked part of the Fed chair's press conference this week was Powell saying that the risks of doing too little to fight inflation significantly outweigh the risks of doing too much. He argued that if the Fed relents too early and inflation comes back, it's likely to return even stronger because inflation expectations may become unanchored when it comes back.
Well, again, I think the Fed is limited in regards to what they can do in regards to the remaining inflation. I mean, they even alluded to that in the statement. Mm-hmm. The Fed can't create more workers. The Fed can't direct immigration policy. The Fed can't fix the avian flu. A lot of the things have taken care of themselves. It is, supply chain issues and whatnot. And, we've definitely basically reduced the money supply out there as well. We've seen the housing market come down. So, the Fed and rates, I don't think it plays that much of a part anymore in regards to the inflation that still exists.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm having a bit of a problem trying to understand non-farm labor productivity. Now, that's a measure that compares the output of goods and services to the number of hours worked. Now, it dropped some 1.5% in the final 3 months of last year when compared with the year-end period. Now, apart from the worst declines earlier in 2002, this was the biggest drop in four decades.
And I'm sorry, what drop was this? I'm sorry, Matt.
Non-farm labor productivity.
Productivity improved.
Yep.
Which is what we want to have happen. And again, that the issue was, and I got a debate with Steve Moore on TV, is that too many of these tech companies had too many workers, meaning they had too many workers for the work that was available, meaning that their productivity wasn't that great. Companies are going to have to make more with less. And we're seeing that many big companies out there are either laying people off, that are unnecessary or slowing their hiring in certain areas. And businesses are going to have to learn to become more productive with that. And we've seen the use of technology, self-checkout lines, whatever it may be. And productivity is about, doing more with less. And to see productivity improve is very good.
Mm-hmm. Now, the European Central Bank dragged ahead with another outsized interest rate hike this week and vowed more to come, underlining its drive to subdue inflation as the European economy slows and the U.S. Federal Reserve eases its pace of increases. What do you see happening there in Europe?
They're behind the eight ball compared to where we are when it comes to rates. I wouldn't be surprised at all. They're going to, they raise the rates. I wouldn't be surprised if they turn around and start lowering them towards the end of the year. They are behind us at this point in time, so it's not that big of a deal. But their economy is not nearly as dynamic as ours is, and they're still dealing with major issues when it comes to energy. And, they may have to change the course when it comes to that sooner rather than later.
Now, Ilhan Omar was taken off for her committee assignment yesterday, and we have one person that wants to speak up and say something. There you go.
I know. It was some drama yesterday.
Yep. We'll survive, won't we?
That will be all right.
All right. I will talk to you, let me see, Monday morning. Have a great weekend and stay warm.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Catch his program over the weekend on many of these same stations all across the country. In the meantime, I'll be back with more at Frank Stovalo.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.